Local community leaders said Monday that hateful anti-Jewish flyers have been distributed in Palo Alto and Los Gatos. They say it's part of a national trend in rising anti-Semitism. Tyler Gregory is the CEO of the Jewish Community Relations Council, or JCRC Bay Area. He says anti-Semitism should be taken as seriously as other forms of discrimination.
We saw a surge of anti-Semitism and hate towards our community originating during the pandemic. We saw a spike after the Gaza-Israel escalation in May of last year. And we heard from countless parents and teachers and elected officials and community members that they were being scapegoated, that they were facing a surge of anti-Semitism, that much like our AAPI neighbors, we were being held collectively punished by something happening overseas. And even though that surge has since passed, there is a palpable sense of frustration and understanding that we are living in a new normal, and we cannot allow anti-Semitism to be normalized in our communities or in this country.
Most nationwide surveys released by the Anti-Defamation League over the past 25 years consistently indicate that between 11 and 14% of Americans harbor anti-Semitic views. State Attorney General Rob Bonta's office released a report this summer showing that anti-Semitic hate crimes rose from 115 to 152 between 2020 and 2021, an increase of 32%. Bonta spoke today in support of the Bay Area Jewish Relations Council's initiative called Here I Am, which aims to raise awareness about Jewish culture.
Of course, these are statistics, but they're more than numbers. These are incidents that represent an attack on a person, on a neighbor, a family member, a Californian, an entire community. And this is why today, with the full force of the law behind me, I am here to say enough, and I'm here to say, here I am. Here I am with you, standing by your side as we combat hate in our communities. Here I am to say loud and clear, there is no place for anti-Semitism and hate in California or anywhere, anytime.
The California Hate Crime Report, however, does not include crimes relating to hate speech, even though anti-Semitic slurs continue to play a large role in anti-Jewish hate. Experts point to a divisive political climate, loss of memory about the Holocaust, and hostility towards Israel are among the contributing factors to anti-Semitism in the U.S. today. Reverend Coloma Smith is a pastor at University Ame Zion Church in Palo Alto. He says his church stands in solidarity with the Jewish community.
We need to say, here I am, more loudly and profoundly than we've ever said it before. We live in a world where the forces of darkness, of evil, of hate, of anti-Semitism will scream, shout from the top of the mountain on a Facebook post, in a newspaper article, in a conspiracy video, and it requires the good people of the world to be the light that shines so brightly that it replaces the darkness.
The Here I Am initiative invites Bay Area Jewish community members and allies to combat anti-Semitism in places like schools, workplaces, and other venues. For KPFA News, I'm Avery Luke.